Ramadan is very important to me. You know, obviously, I've been fasting since I was 8 years old, and it's about realizing what the poor people around the world are going through. Because end of the day, you know, they have no food, so we fasting to kind of feel what they're feeling. And also, then it makes you give as well. It makes you give more charity, because obviously, when you know there's many people out there who need our help. So I think that's what Ramadan kind of teaches you. And also to pray, because it's the holy month, so it's good for us to kind of pray and get close to God, ask for your forgivenesses and stuff.
And to fast from sunrise to sunset at this time of year, it's extremely challenging.
Very tough.
Do you prepare mentally for that?
Yeah, mentally you have to prepare yourself. You have to know that, look, there's no water, no food or anything you can drink, you know, eat or drink. You can't do anything. You can't put anything in your mouth. So you have to mentally prepare yourself. I mean, it's a little bit like boxing, you know, when you get ready for a fight, you have to prepare yourself not to, when you're making weight, you have to make sure you can't make weight. You can't eat anything or you can't drink anything because you're so close to making weight and your mind's, you know, going all over and you're really hungry, but you still have to stay focused and mentally stay strong. So know that, you know, it's sunrise to sunset. You know, you can't eat. When you are getting hungry and you are thirsty, you have to think about the poor people around the world who are suffering. But at least end of the day, you know we got a hot plate of food ready for us, where there's people out there around the world who don't even have a hot plate ready for them at the end of the day. So we at least know that when we have to eat and open our fast, there's going to be food there for us and all of us can sit together and eat. We're only touching distance away from, you know, water or food, where there's people there who will be miles away from food or water. So you'll be very lucky to be in a position like this, but then again, you have to give.
Would you say that your faith helps you with your sport?
For sure, definitely. You know, my faith and my religion has definitely helped me with my sport. You know, when I go into that boxing ring, it's a very lonely place. When I'm in the gym, it's a very quiet place. I'm on my own training, but it's God who gives me that strength. I know that faith definitely helps me and drives me, gives me that motivation, gives me that push. Kind of, you know, I see other people around the world. I see a lot of people who are even non-Muslim, who are religious, who have a lot of belief in the faith. They're the people who get far in life. It's about having that belief. If you have that belief, you can definitely get far.
And what does Amir Khan get from fasting?
First of all, starving your body, I read, is a good thing. Keeps the mind and body kind of flowing. Mentally, you know, it makes you strong as well, knowing that you can hold yourself from eating. It's like a challenge. You challenge your body. You know, not many people could do that. Then it's a religious thing where I'm a Muslim, so I have to fast. So really, I know I'm getting rewards from God. But, you know, it makes me happy as well doing what other Muslim people are doing. Being rich or poor, having money or no money, you'd be all the same.